Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom and we are studying Masechet Sanhedrin. We are in the, now about to begin the final podcast of the first parak of Sanhedrin. And taking a look first at some more issues that require the Beit Din of 71, primarily the issue of Ir HaNidachat, the Enosin Ir HaNidachat. How do we know that Ir HaNidachat, that ruling, that the judging the case of a city that's gone over to Avodah Zarah, takes 71? So we have the pasuk that says that you take that man or that woman who is guilty of Avodah Zarah, is accused of Avodah Zarah, out, which means so in other words, you take only individuals are judged by the local Beit Din Sha'arecha, but a whole city is judged by something greater than that. Now, the next Mishnah said, the next piece of the Mishnah said, Eino Sin Ir HaNidachat B'Sfar, you're not allowed to make an Ir HaNidachat in a border town. My time. So the reason is actually quite obvious, and we'll get around to it, but first, the Pasuk says, Mikirbecha, if you hear that within your midst there's a Avodah Zarah, Marachon Avalo Min HaSfar, and the border is far away. So now he said, Velo Shalosh, you can't make three Ir Are Nidachat. That means, perhaps, one Beit Din can't, or it can't be done during one period of time, or during one era. Dichtiv Achat. It says, if you hear about one of your cities, Avalosin Achat Oshtaim, you can make one or two. Dichtiv Arecha, one of your cities in the plural. Tana Rabbanan, we have a bright that supports that. Achat, Achat Velo Shalosh, you can make one, not three. It's one and not two. Shomer Aracham, it says one of your cities, Harish Taimur, so two is there. It's one, but not three. Now, Zimnin Amar Rav, sometimes Rav said, Beveitin Achad Hudeinosin. It's only one single Beitin can't declare three, during their, career. Ha Mishnaim Shlosha Batidim Osim, but several different Batidin can declare different cities to be Ir Nidachat, so there is at one time three or four, Are Nidachat. And sometimes Rav said differently, so my time at Rav, what would Rav's reason be in the second approach? Because it would then create a geographic vacuum with too many areas that are unsettled because these cities are destroyed. And that's not good for settlement and that's not good for security. Amarish Lakish, Rish Lakish takes the second approach of Rav, of the first approach of Rav, something similar to the first approach of Rav, Beit Din can declare a Reini Dachat in different regions, even if it means three or four different cities. Rabbi Yochan disagrees and says, no, you can't because it creates a geographic vacuum nonetheless. We have a bright that supports Rabbi Yochan. You can't make three. You can make two of them. Like one in Yehuda and one in Galil. The implication is, you can't make two in the Yehuda and two in the Galil, which makes a total of four. Which means that it's three total. If it's near the border, you can't even make one. My time, so here we get it. The non-Jews will hear about it, and they'll come and attack us. So, but wait a second. At the beginning of this discussion, we inferred, we derived the rule that you can't make a sfar from Mikir Becha. So, what does this mean, being a reason of they're going to attack? So, the answer is Rav Shimon, he did Dorish Tam HaMikra. It's this last statement was authored by Rav Shimon, who's Dorish Tam HaMikra. He says the reason the Torah said Mikir Becha is to prevent this sort of thing happening of the non-Jewish neighbors hearing about it and coming in attack. Okay, now the final Mishnah deals with the makeup of the big Sanhedrin, the smaller Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Dolaita. My time at the Rabbanan Dami Moshe Gaben, so the Rabbanan said that the 70 and plus Moshe, and Rabbi Yehuda said it's only Moshe, it's only the 70. Amar Kravi Yatzvu Sham Imach, that these 70 will come and reside with you, they'll stand with you. Imach Ve'at Badai, with you and you're there. Rabbi Yehuda says, Imach Mishum Shechina, means they'll be with you, in other words, you'll be present, sort of, to represent the Shechina, but you're not part of the Beit Din. Rabbanan Amar Kraman Asuitach Masa'am. He said, and in later in that passage, it says that they will bear with you. Itach V'Apadayu, means you're there, and you're with them. Rabbi Yehuda says, Itach B'domin Lach. Itach, it doesn't mean that you're going to bear with them. You're going to be the oversight, but you're not going to be part of the group. Itach is that they have to be kind of like you in some way, chokhma, etc. Rabbanan say mehakel mealacham nasu itach. That we get from the pasuk in Shmot, Nafka. Alright, V'yalva Sanhedrin Gdolim, Sanhedrin Tana. That's talking about Sanhedrin Tana, and we learn from there, so we say, we know they have to be similar to Moshe in some ways just to be on the Beit Din. And so the Itach over here is there to tell you that Moshe is part of them in S71. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we now have a relatively lengthy agadic excursus on the story of the 70, and really where Eldad Umedad came from. Some people say what they stayed at the lottery. What does that mean? When Hashem told Moshe to assemble 70 elders. Amar Moshe, what am I going to do? If I get six from each shevet, there's going to be two left over. If I get five from each shevet, then I have 60. I'm 10 down. So I'm going to take six from 10 shvatim and five from 2 shvatim. Then they're going to start fighting with each other. Masa, what do you do? He took six people from each shevet. And so he introduced the lottery. He brought 72 notes. Al shivim katav zakein. 70 of them said zakein. 2 were blank. Blalan Tanan Bakalfi put them into a box. Amar lahem bo tlupit kechem. He told everybody to come and take their notes. Kol mishal be'ado zaken amar kvar kitshach ha-shamayim. Anybody who picked out the one and said zaken said, Hashem has picked you. Mishal be'ado chalak amar ha-makom lo chafetz b'cha. If it was empty, then he said, Hashem is not interested in you. So ani ma'asa lacha. So Moshe says, Hashem didn't pick you. What can I do for you? Kayotze be'adavar ha-tomer, we see something similar. With the Bechorot. Remember that the Bechorot were swapped for the Levim, and the surplus had to be ransomed. What do you say? What am I going to do? If I tell everybody to pay their five shkalim, I'm already accounted for by a Levi who became Kadosh in place of me. So Masa, what do you do? It brought 22,000 notes, which is how many Levim there were. Chatav alein ben Levi. And he wrote ben Levi on him. Ve'al shlosha shivim u'matayim chatav alein chamisha shkalim. And another 273, which was the difference, he wrote chamisha shkalim. Blalan tanan b'kalfi, mixed them all up, and he called all the b'chorot, Amar lahen, tlu pitkeichem. Take your notes. Mishal Abiyadu ben Levi, whoever got ben Levi, Amar look, for Abdacha ben Levi, you've been swapped for the ben Levi, you don't have to pay. Mishal Abiyadu, Chamesh Shkalim, anybody got the note that said five Shkalim, Amar lo te bidin chav, say you have to pay. So similar to what we did here. Now, we haven't yet gotten to Eldad Umedad. Shimon Omer, b'machanen ishtaru. So unlike the first opinion, which was that Eldad Umedad were waiting at the Kalpi, at this lottery box, and they were the two who were left out. He says, no, they were in the camp. They said, we don't belong here. Since you diminish yourself and demonstrate that humility, I'm going to add to your gdula, and my gdula was siflam. What was that? All the other 70 had nevuah, or the other 68 had nevuah, and it stopped. They didn't stop. It was because they felt they weren't worthy, they actually got more. What was the great nevuah that they got? Amru Moshe made Yoshua machnis Yisrael la'aretz. The great nevuah was that Moshe is not going to be the one to lead us in. He's going to die and Yeshua is going to lead us in. We'll see how that plays out in a minute. Abba Chanin Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Al Iske Slav Hen Mit Nabim. They were given nevuah, but it was about the Slav. Ali Slav, Ali Slav. Right? That they were saying that the Slav is going to come, and then of course people are going to eat it and see what's going to happen. They were having eschatological visions. Shemar, in the middle of the discussion of Gog Magog in Chezkel, I spoke to my Nevi'im for years. What's Shanim? Al tikre Shanim el Shnaim. Not years, but Shnaim. The two Nevi'im that I spoke to. Which two Nevi'im were there that had a similar prophecy at the same time? That must have been them. And that the next piece in Yechezkel is by Gog and Magog. So Eldad and Medad were the only two who continued to have Nevuah. Manal and the Pasku, how do we know that everybody else stopped? Ilam Nichtiv and Nabu Velo Yasafu said they prophesied and they stopped. Lo Yasafu. Miata Kol Gadol Velo Yasaf. If Yasaf means stop, then at Har Sinai it's Kol Gadol Velo Yasaf. That means, is that Achanam Delo Sifu? Right? It means it never stopped. Ella Delo Pasaku. It means it never stopped, not never continued. So that means, right, Nabu Velo Yasafu would mean it never stopped. Not, it never continued. Ella, hachaktiv vayit nabu, hatamktiv mit nabim. That's the difference. All the other 68 had vayit nabu. They had prophecy. Here it's, they were prophesizing, meaning adai mit nabim mochim. It continues. Bishlamanam Moshe me, tainudichtiv, adoni Moshe klaim. I understand that if Eldad and Medad gave the nevuat, then Moshe is going to die. That's why Yeshua said, lock him up. Elamandam rahnachtarti, but according to those who say the other things about Gog and Magog or about the Slav, Ma'adoni Moshe claim, why would Yeshua say, lock him up? Because Yeshua was saying it's not nice for these guys to be having nevuah while you, Moshe, are around. It's like being more halacha when your rabbi's there. According to the ones who say Gog and Magog or Slav, I understand why Moshe said, halavai, that everybody should have nevuah. But according to the opinion that they were giving nevuah that Moshe is going to die, Moshe said, "Halvai, everybody should have such nevuah." The answer is lo simua kame, right? No, you don't know what lo my claim means. My claim or alehem hatel alehem sorchet sibur vein kalin me alehem. Claim doesn't mean lock them up. Claim means make these guys big shots, and then the sibur will eat them up. Okay. Now the Yotzlosha, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, I know that I need 23 for Din and Nefashot. I need 10, and I need 10 because Eda Matzelet, Eda Shofetet. How do I know I need another 3? Because I need a majority that convicts. So the Gemara says, Sof, L'ra'al, Pishnayim, L'mishkachala. You can never have a majority of 2 killing because you always have an odd number. If it's 12 to 11 in favor of conviction, it's only 1, you don't convict. If it's 13 to 10, fata, well then it's 3. So we have about, ela mosifin. The only way it can be is mosifin, which is when one guy says eni yodea, and we add 2 dayanim, which is okay. For divrei akol, or if Sanhedrin dola, we'll leave it over Yehuda, the amar shivim. Or it could be in a big Sanhedrin, when you have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 70, you could end up with a vote of 36 to 34. And then you buy 2. When you're adding dayanim l'chatchila, you can make an even number. So pshita, that's obvious. Isn't that the halacha? You have 11 who say this and 11 who say the opposite. And one guy says, I don't know. So you put in 2 more. So obviously you have an even number. So mau de te ma haide kamar eni yodea kaman di ite dami. No, I might have thought that the guy who says eni yodea is still a live member of the Beit Din. The Amar Milton, if then he changes his mind, says something, shaminin lehi, his counts. Which means you're always going to have an odd number, because if you have 2 more, instead of 23, you have 25. Kamash malan, dahai de kamar niyodea, kaman delete dam. And the minute he says niyodea, he's out of there. We ignore him. From our time, alo shamilele. If he speaks up later, he's gone. Which means we lechatchila set up 24. Amar of kahana, sanhedri shira'u kulan lechovai. Interesting halacha. If the 23 all decided that this guy is chayiv mita, potrinoto, then he's potter. My time, Kivan Degmiri Halanat Din, since we have a Mesora of Halanat Din, which is that they have to sleep on it and think about it, let me avidly schuta to try to find a schut, Hani Tulo Chazule. But if all 23 think he's chayiv, they're not going to find a schut. They haven't heard anybody argue in favor of him, that they would think about it and maybe change their minds. So therefore, there's no way that they can do Halanat Din, which we know they have to do, which is to sleep on the Din. Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Moshivin Sanhedri, Ela Balei Koma, Balei Chochma, so these things we're familiar with. The Sanhedrin has to be people who are tall, people who are wise, people who are attractive, you know, people who have good look. Ubalei zigna, people of wisdom. Ubalei kshafim, people who know witchcraft. Viodim mishivim lashon, people who know all the languages. Shalotei Sanhedrin shaman piyam torgaman. So they shouldn't have to hear through somebody else. Meaning, even in cases of witchcraft, things like that, it means they shouldn't have to hear what the case was or what the specifics were through somebody else. They should know everything. We only can allow somebody who's so bright he could find a way to say a sheretz is tahor and prove it from the Torah. So Rav ani adun v'atareno. So Rav said, I can do it. Think about this. A snake kills and creates lots of tumah, including tumah made because kills people. Tahor, but the snake is tahor. Sheretz shenu mito marbet tumah, but a sheretz like a rat doesn't do that. And odin shei tahor certainly should be tahor. The answer is velohi. It's just like a thorn. A thorn isn't tameh, but a thorn could kill somebody. So the fact that a snake kills doesn't prove anything about tumah. But that was Rav's attempt to try to say, see, I can prove that it's tahor, that it's a sheretz is tahor. Any city that doesn't have two people who know how to speak all these languages and one who knows who can understand them, can't have a Sanhedrin there. Ubeitar Vishloshan. Beitar we had three. Ubiyavna Arba. In Yavna they had four. Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, Rabbi Akiva, Vishimona Temani, Dan Lifnei Makarka. He sat at their feet. And that's, he's called the Dan Lifnei Makarka. Meitave Shlishit Chachma, if you have a place where there's three who know that's wise, Revi'it and Lamalimena. But four is not, it's greater. And Rav had said two or three. So Hudama Kiatan and Tanya Shinia Chachma Shlishit and Lamalimena. He had a different version, which instead of three and four, it was two and three. Okay. Now we have a short paragraph because we just mentioned about, Shimon Dan Lifnei Makarka. So we have a whole bunch of different Tanaim and Amoraim that were known by monikers. Lemedin lifnei chachamim. Who's that? Levi mirebi. That's Levi studying from Rebbe. Danin lifnei chachamim. Those who judge in front of the chachamim. Who's that? Shimon ben Azai. Shimon ben Zoma. Chanan haMitzri. Chanan ben Chachinoi. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. That was those four. Rav Nachman Yitzchak bar Nehachamisha. He had five. Shimon v'Shimon. Chanan v'Chananya. So Shimon, v'Shimon, Shimon Azai, Shimon Zalman, Shimon Bar Kappara, and then Hanan Mitzvah and Hananya. So he added them, him in. Rabotenu Shebavavel, who's Rabotenu Shebavavel? That's Rabban Shmuel. Rabotenu Shebaret Yisrael, that's Rabbi Abba. Dayanei Gola, who are the judges of the Gola? Karna. That we know many times in the Babas. Dayanei Deret Yisrael, who's that? Rabbi Amiv, Rabbi Yassi, the students of Rabbi Yochanan. Dayanei De Pumbadita, that's Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. Dayani de Nahardea, who's that? Rav Ada bar Manyume. Who are the Save de Surya? Who are the old men of Surya? Sura? Rav Huna, Rav Chista, the students of Rav. Save de Pumbadita is Rav Yehuda, Rav Eina. Okay? Harife de Pumbadita. Who are the sharp ones of Pumbadita? Eifava Abimi b'nei Rachva. Right? These two sons of Rachva. Amorai de Pumbadita, who are the famous Amoraim there? Rab of Rav Yosef. Amorai de Nahardea is Rav Chama. Nahar Bloi Matnu, they learn Rami Bar Berebi. Amri Bey Rav, who's, when it says Amri Bey Rav, who's that? That's Ravuna. Ravuna is the base manager of Rav. Ve'ha'ama Ravuna, Amri Bey Rav, but Ravuna himself said Amri Bey Rav, they say in the base manager of Rav. Ela Rav Hamnuna. It's not Ravuna, it's Rav Hamnuna, who was an older student of Rav. Amri Mamar Rav, when we say in the West, they say in Eretz Yisrael, they say it's Rav Yirmiyah. That's a reference to Rav Yirmiyah. Shalchu mitam. They sent a message from there, from Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. That means him. Machachu alav maravu. When we have a statement, they laughed at him in the West. Who's that? Rabbi Elazar. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat. Vashalchu mitam v'divir Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. But we have a message that says that Vashalchu mitam, which we said was Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, they sent a message from there according to Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. What do we do? Ela epoch. Shalchu mitam is Rabbi Elazar. So flip the last two. Whenever it says they sent the message from there, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat. They laugh at him in the West. That's a reference from Yosef Hanina, who was the laugher. Okay. The end of the Mishnah says, V'chame ye'ba'ir ve'heru yel Sanhedrin. So how many people do you have to have in a city so that the city should be able to have a Sanhedrin? So we have the Tanakhama's position, which was 120. And then Rabbi Nechemio said 230. Me'ava Esrim. So Me'ava Esrim, I'd be tired. Where'd you get 120 from? The 230 we got, 10 per person on Sanhedrin. Esrim u'shlosha keneged Sanhedrin Ktana. Okay, let's start with this. You need 23 corresponding with the corpus Sanhedrin Ktana. U'shalosh shirot shalosim u'shlosha. And in back of them, three rows of 23 are sitting there in the Beit Din. Harei tishim v'tarti. So 23 times 4 is 92. Asarabat lanim shavet ha'knesset. If you read in the Mishnah and Megillah, that a city is called a city if it has 10 people who are paid to sit in the Beit Knesset and learn and fast and daven, etc. That's Me'a V'Tre, that's 102. U'Shnei Sofrim, two scribes, 104. Shnei Chazanim, who are the people who help the kids learn, that's 106. Shnei Balei Dinin, in a typical case, you got two litigants. U'Shnei Edim, that's 110. U'Shnei Zomamin, and you got the possibility of people being mazim, that's 112. U'Shnei Zomei Zomin, and the possibility of them being mazim them, Harei Me'avar Beisar. We want to have all the possible court ways to play out. Okay, that's 114. We say 120. Any city that doesn't have these 10 things or these 10 services, a Talmid Chacham can't live there. Beitin Makin Va'onshin, so that we've got. With this we saw in the beginning, Babatra, the Staka box, needs two people to collect and three to divide it. Beit HaKnesset you need, Beit HaMerchatz you need, a Berath House, Beit HaKiseh you need, Rofe, a doctor, Ve'uman, a blood letter, which some of the Rishonim read is now it's one person, Ve'lavlar, a scribe, Ve'lamei Tinokot, someone to teach kids. Now you put all that together, somehow you got 120, look at the Rishonim, they make different ways of calculating all those different positions, so that that's 6 added to the 114 that we had, and that's 120. Now, Rabbi Kiva Amru, Af Minei Peira, you also have to have somebody who make, we have lots of perot, they're very good for your eyes to have perot. Okay. Nechemya Omer, Nechemya said it, 230. So Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe added to that. He said, Matayim v'shiva v'shiva, you need 277. Why? Because you need the 230. We'll see. Matanya Rebbe Omer, Matayim v'shiva v'shmoni. I, in another version, he said 278. So Lokasha, ha Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanan. Depends if you go Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanan in the Braita, meaning as far in the amount of the Beit Din HaGadol. Here's the deal. You have the 230 of Rabbi Nechemya. Plus, remember, you are always going to have Mosifin, where if you have a hung Beitin that's they can't decide, you add two more and two more and two more, and you add two more until you get to 70 to make a Sanhedrin. That's as far as you'll go. And that would be 47 more. So 47 plus 230 is 277. But if you hold the Beitin to 71, you'd add 48 more, which is going to get you to 278. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, v'samtalim sarei alafim sarei meot sarei chamishim v'sarei asarot. What did Yitro tell Moshe? You should have people in charge of thousands and in charge of hundreds, in charge of fifties, in charge of tens. Let's do the math. If you have 600,000 men, so sarei alafim is sheish meot. You got 600 sarei alafim, 600,000, 600 dayanim, super dayanim. Sarei meot, how many of that? That's sheish alafim. So that's 6,600 dayanim so far over the thousands, over the hundreds. Sarei Chamishim is going to be another 12 Elf, another 12,000. So you now have 18,800. And then Sarei Asarot are, of course, going to be another Sheshet Ribo, another 60,000. So Nimtzu'u Dayanei Yisrael, how many Dayanim were there if they laid it out that way? Shiv'at Ribo, U'shmonat Alafim, 78,000, V'sheish Mion, and 600 Dayanim that were be Yisrael according to Yitro's plan. Okay, Adran Alach Dinei Mamonot, we have Baruch Hashem successfully completed our study of the first parak of Masechet Sanhedrin. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with the beginning of the Mishnah, with the beginning of the second parak of Parak Kohen Gadol. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.